house. Oh, guys. Do you remember this morning when you said to me, Mom, we really love you and we'll have the house cleaned up by the time you get home?
No.
Well, will you just get your jackets and your backpacks off the table? Which one of you pigs left this mess all over the counter?
The pig with the tool belt.
Well, tell your dad to clear all that off and set the table. Oh, and dinner is in those bags right there.
Oh, what'd you get?
Chicken. Oh, don't touch it until dinner time tonight. Gosh, live with a bunch of animals. Disgusting, filthy little animals.
Hey, Dad, be real careful. Mom just got home and she's in a bad mood.
Great. She walks to the door and you tick her off? Can't you give her a couple minutes to help her out, huh?
Hey, she's not mad at us. She's mad at you for leaving the mess on the counter.
What am I, a janitor? clean it up right now, honey.
Tim, I'm way behind. I got to study tonight.
Hey, don't you worry about a thing, honey. I'll keep the boys out of your hair. I sure will. Where'd you set it up?
It's on the counter by the trash compactor.
Not anymore.
Never studied for anything so hard in my life, but it will be worth it. If I do well, I should be able to get into any graduate school around here, maybe even U of M.
Great. Jill, why do you leave your wedding ring here by the sink?
I took it off last night when I was washing the pots and pans.
This is not a good place to leave it. It could go down the sink here, down the drain. I'd never find it. Always leave it over here where it's safe, okay?
Oh, no.
What did you do?
Nothing.
What was that noise?
I don't know, but it had a familiar ring to it, didn't it?
Did you drop my wedding ring down the drain?
No, I did not. I dropped it down the furnace vent.
Oh, no. I want my wedding ring back.
Okay, relax. I'll get some tools. I'll get it out of there. You give me a chance to find those earrings I dropped down there that I just realized I didn't tell you about.
Tim, what is going on with you? I mean, first you flatten the dinner, you forget to empty the dishwasher, you didn't separate the laundry this afternoon like I asked you to.
I was driving Mark to his computer class.
No, no, no. There's something else. Lately I've been sensing some hostility from you.
No more than usual.
Tim, I thought that we had an open relationship, you know, that we could talk about anything. Talk to me.
I don't want to.
Something is bothering you, and you're just avoiding it. We shouldn't have any unresolved issues.
If you must know, since you've been doing this test here, I've been doing a lot of extra work, and I am beginning to feel taken for granted.
Taken for granted.
I know you're not doing it on purpose, but you've been pretty insensitive.
Pretty insensitive.
You know, a little thank you would go a long way.
A little thank you?
You know, it really scares me when you repeat everything I say.
I can cannot believe that you have the gall to say that I am taking you for granted.
Here it goes.
For the last 15 years, I've been doing all the thankless jobs around here, the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, and in my spare time, I've managed to have 3 children. You never once thanked me. And the one time that I come to you asking for you to carry your weight around here, all I get from you is resentment. The truth is, you were happier when I was just stuck here in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant. I should just squat down here right now and shoot out another kid.
Just don't do it near the furnace vent.
Our objective is to put our 2 pieces of wood together so it has a secure and perfect union.
Yeah. All right.
That's right. In this case,
like there's ever such a thing as a perfect union? Come on, what century are you living in?
Well, what happens?
I want to get something off my chest.
Tim?
Leave me alone! Hey, guys, I'm cheesed. Has this ever happened to you? You're at home minding your own business, picking your meal out of the trash compactor. When out of the hen house, the big old hen starts clucking.
We got some unresolved issues.
And don't ever fall for this. They want to talk. You know what they want? They want you to say something, get yourself in trouble. That's what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. God,
I hear you too, man.
You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, man, we're constantly in trouble with our girlfriends.
I mean, no matter what we say, we're always in trouble.
2 bachelors in trouble. What do you say we get them down here so we can help them out? What do you think, audience?
Come on, guys.
Who do we have here?
Jim.
Hi, Jim.
How are you?
Hey, Dave.
Guys, yeah. Sit down. Welcome to Tool Time. All right, what we got to have is like a... Tool Time seminar on how to talk to your ladies. All right. Between the two of you, which one of your girlfriends talks the most?
That's mine.
All right.
No way, mine, without
okay.
a doubt.
No, man. Phyllis always talking up a storm.
Excuse me, Hurricane Lorraine, need I say more?
Oh, Phyllis throws shoes.
Dave, come on. I've seen worse when I came
could
down.
We? Okay. Now, my wife is studying to be a psychologist, and they do something in psychology called role playing, which is very valuable for learning about the other person's position. We need somebody to play the role of Lorraine.
Okay.
Al, you have a very strong feminine side. Would you be Lorraine just for this experiment?
Only if Lorraine gets to finish the cabinet doors.
Okay, Dave, you're it.
Now, what if Lorraine is watching this?
What, are you kidding me, man? She wouldn't watch Tool Time. She hates Tim.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously a woman with taste.
Can we begin? Okay. Dave, you're going to be Lorraine, and I want you to tell everybody what Lorraine says to Jim to get him in trouble.
All right, I know this one. Jim, you said you were going to be home last night, but I came by your house and you weren't there. Where were you?
Where was I?
Tool Time tip. Women always know men are lying when they repeat the question.
Oh, all right.
All right. Come on, sweetheart. Turn up the heat.
All right. Why didn't you call?
Oh, I was busy.
Too busy to call?
Well, you know, I was thinking of you.
Well, what were you thinking?
I was thinking of calling you.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Are you lying to me?
Am I lying to you?
Jimmy. Afraid Lorraine's got your biscuits and advice, buddy.
Well, now, wait a minute. I want to know why you didn't call me.
Dave, I think the role playing's over.
Oh.
Makes my point. Women, or guys playing women, tend to confuse us.
Tim, what about when Lorraine starts talking to me about commitment? You know, I love her, but I don't know about marriage. I'm not ready.
Well, excuse me, Jim. I'm sure that Lorraine would understand if you explained to her that marriage is the first step of a sacred journey, and something that important cannot be put on the fast track.
Well, let's put that to a vote. How many people think Al just gave Jim some good advice or put Jim on the fast track to a quick head injury?
Head injury. Oh, no, come on. Not all women are trying to trap men.
Trap, snare, snag. A woman has to be married. Otherwise, she'd be home nagging herself.
If you ladies would like to contact Tim directly, that's 555. Tool operators are standing by.
I think I see the ring... And a lot of that broccoli Brad says he's been eating. Tell you what, Mark, I want you to go upstairs, take a tennis ball, and drop it down to me, see if we can dislodge that thing.
Okay.
All right.
Eisenman brings it down. Almost goes in the vent, but he doesn't. He lifts it up to better up. Oh, God.
Oh, Mom's home.
Clean up, Mom.
Hey, Mom. How was your day?
It was fine until I went into the student lounge and saw a bunch of people watching Tool Time.
You didn't notice the part when Dad called you an old hen now, did you?
Yes, I did.
I guess I would make Dad a dead duck.
Hi, Mom. Hi, guys.
Hi, honey. What are you doing?
Well, Dad's in the basement waiting for me to drop this tennis ball down the vent. He thinks it will knock the rain loose.
All right, Mark, I'm all ready.
Please, allow me.
Come on, let me have it.
The old hen.
Hi, Henny. I mean, honey. I suppose you, I suppose you saw that show today.
You are so pathetic. Why is it that I have to drag everything out of you at home, but you're more than willing to go blab about your feelings in front of a whole bunch of strangers on Tool Time?
Well, because on Tool Time, I can say whatever I want. If people don't hit me in the head with croquet balls. Yeah. Come on, guys. You're supposed to be cleaning the house, aren't you?
Oh, sorry, Dad. I mean, if us out here is bothering you, just say something. Why do we have to drag it out of you? Yeah, Dad, how come you can share things with strangers on Tool Time, but not with your own sons?
I feel like sharing my feelings right now with you.
I got you, Dad!
Hey!
Hey, Dad, go deep!
Wilson?
Hi-ho, neighbor. You know, Tim, I woke up this morning and the blues were all around my bed.
Maybe you should try vacuuming. Well, I got hit with a croquet ball. I got the blackened blues.
Got out of my bed. Got hit in the head. Knocked out of my shoe. I got those low down croquet ball blues.
When did you learn how to play the harmonica?
This morning.
Can I ask you a question?
Bring it on home, Tim.
You know what gives me the blues? Women. Jill in particular. She likes to talk everything to death. And she wants to know what I feel, how I feel, when I feel it. Nag, 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 nag.
Well, Tim, is it nagging or is Jill searching for intimacy?
Nagging. See, I had this problem. It wasn't a big problem. I just didn't want to let her know about it, you know? But she dragged it out of me, and when I told her what it was, she jumps down my throat. Totally overreacted.
Well, maybe Jill's got a touch of the blues herself.
Why would she have the blues?
Oh, Tim, I don't know. I just know that Mahalia Jackson, the great singer, said that having the blues is like being in a deep pit yelling for help.
So when she's yelling at me, maybe she's just crying out for help?
Well, there's only one way to find out, Tim. Talk to her.
No more talk. I am not talking anymore.
I told my baby how I was feeling.
A big wooden ball fell down from the ceiling.
Now we're gonna have a discussion. Cause my baby gave me a concussion. We got the lowdown pro K-ball blues.
Yeah.
Tim?
Now, you're not still angry because we didn't finish that cabinet door, are you? Albert, it's not good to have any unresolved issues.
As a matter of fact, yes. I was looking forward to that segment. You know, I told some cabinet maker friends of mine about it. They were very disappointed.
I hope they didn't come unhinged.
Now, 30 seconds.
Thanks, honey.
Tim? Tim?
What are you guys doing here?
We gotta talk to you.
I'm ready to do the show.
No, wait a minute. Our girlfriend saw the show yesterday. You gotta help us out.
We are in big trouble.
Oh, how big a trouble? You said your girlfriend didn't watch the show. You said she hated me.
Her mother taped it.
Yeah, she loves Al.
What do you want me to do, guys?
Well, just go out there and just tell them it's all your fault. That's all.
Jim, Dave, you want to help out? We'll all do it together, okay?
No.
I'm not going out there with you. You're dangerous.
Now you know how I feel.
Oh. Hey, Gertie. Oh, you're too kind. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the blues man, Taylor. And you all know my assistant, Al. The reason I got the blues, Borland. Well, on yesterday's show, I think I might have gone a little overboard. We got a few calls from our female viewers.
398.
Who's counting?
Me.
Anyway, you probably all remember the two bachelors we had on the show. Well, apparently I got them a little hot water with their girlfriends, and I intend to fix that right now.
Tim.
Marv, you want to follow me back?
Tim.
Got a minute, Marv? Come on, buddy.
What are you doing, man?
Boys, it's a chance to make up to your girlfriends.
What are you doing? No. Get the camera.
You've got to do this in order to have a good relationship. You've got to be healthy. You've got to talk about it. All right. Dave, come on up here. Want to say something to Phyllis?
I guess so. Hi, Phyllis. I just want to state publicly that I'm sorry for anything that I might have said or will ever say in the future.
All right.
And most importantly,
Phil, listen to this.
I'll never listen to Tim again.
The only Tool Time tip you'll ever need.
All right, Jim, you want to say something to Phyllis? Come on in here. Excuse me, Lorraine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lorraine, honey, remember when we were at the restaurant yesterday and we were talking about getting married and you looked deep in my eyes and you said, pick a date, you pig or die. Well, I thought about it. May 28th.
That's the Indy 500 weekend.
June 4th.
Congratulations, Lorraine.
But to show I'm serious, I got a ring.
That's like a beauty. That? Can I see that?
Yeah, sure.
Hey. Hey, Marv, if you can focus on this, come on in close. Look at that size of that thing, huh? You know, I have never seen that drain before. Hi.
Hi.
Come down here. I want to show you something.
What?
Come here. I made a scale model of the office I'll build you when you become a psychologist. Here's your desk. Here's your chair. And here's your nut.
Where am I?
Seated at the desk.
And why did you do this?
I thought I would cheer you up. I begin to think you might have the blues, and maybe we should talk about it.
So you're saying you want to talk?
Why do you think I'm laying down? You know, the other day when you asked me what I was feeling, I told you, and you jumped down my throat.
You're right. It wasn't fair. If I'm going to ask for your feelings, then I should be able to accept them no matter what they are.
And not hit me in the head with a croquet ball.
Sorry about that.
Not sure you should kiss your patients in that part of the peanut. But I also should learn to listen to your feelings and understand what you're going through. You helped me when I changed careers into tool time, you know? And, you know, I want to do the same for you because, you know, just maybe with your talent, you might have your own show. Your own psychology show, can you imagine? Is everyone cognizant of what time it's become? It's psycho time.
Guess what? I think, I hope, I did great on the test.
Congratulations.
Yeah, if I had to guess, I think I might be in the 90th percentile.
At how many? Oh. I think I forgot a way to get your ring back.
What?
I taped up all the vents in the house, right? Except the one in the kitchen. I installed a Benford 6100 super compressor on the furnace. I'm gonna blow that thing right out of here. So if you'll stand back here for protection. Count down to ring out. 3, 2, 1.
Is it my ring?
I think.
I don't believe it. Is it okay?
Let's take a look at this. Perfect. It's even cleaner now. Your inscription's all worn off. I will never love an otter.
Another.
I will never love another. Huh. And to think all these years I've been avoiding otters. You want to make sure the joint in your cabinet door is secure.
And for that, we're using a biscuit joiner to cut the slots in our wood for the biscuits.
Biscuits?
That's right.
Do you think they,
No, they're not buttermilk biscuits. They're not sourdough biscuits. They're not dog biscuits.
I was just trying to make
They're
a
not
point.
Biscuits with honey. They're not biscuits with gravy. They're not biscuits in a box or biscuits in a basket.
You're a biscuit case, Al.